Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. And today we're talking about how to go deep into your spiritual life without drowning. So this is Quiet Time Coaching episode 38, and I'm glad to bring you some more thoughts from some reading I've been doing from Richard Foster's book called Prayer, Finding the Heart's True Home. And I've recorded a couple of other videos and podcasts on this book, so go back and have a look at those too if you like. And today we're talking about a section of the book where he's discussing what's called the examen, E-X-A-M-E-N, same word for examination, but the examen of ourselves, our spiritual well-being, how we are with God. How do we do that well? Key scripture for this would be Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. Let me read that for us. The psalmist writes, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So here is a psalmist saying, search me, know me, know my heart, test me, know the anxious thoughts I have, know what's going on inside, not just what other people can see on the outside. And that presumably means that the psalmist himself also wants to know what's going on there, because if he's allowing God in, he's really admitting that he needs himself to know what's going on and thus present it and allow it to be there with God, and then God can refine it. How can God refine us? How can God help us grow if we're not ourselves growing in our self-awareness? And so that's what this is really all about. And I think there's something that might hold us back sometimes from the examen, and that is the idea that if I get too self-focused, go into myself, I'm going to get stuck there and I might drown. And so Richard Foster addresses this so that we may not stay shallow, but also not become too introspective. Let me quote from the book. He says this, "When talking of the examen, I do not mean to turn inward by becoming ever more introspective. Nor do I mean to turn inward in the hopes of finding within ourselves some special inner strength or an inner savior who will deliver us. Vain search," he says with an exclamation mark. No, no, it is not a journey into ourselves that we are undertaking, but a journey, and I love this, through ourselves. Not a journey into ourselves, but a journey through ourselves, so that we may emerge from the deepest level of the self into God, into God. So the goal is not to get deeper and deeper into ourselves, but to go through the depths of ourselves to find God and to seek him, to see him, and to surrender what's going on inwardly to him. That's the goal. Now, suppose to do that, you may have to do what I have to do, which is to face the fear of what I might discover. And this is where our faith in God comes in. Because if we truly believe God has our best interests at heart, we will be willing to face the truth of whatever we find is going on inside, and thus be able to surrender it to God in faith that he will make something better out of it and out of us than where we are currently. Isn't that the idea? So that's what the examen is all about. Now, at the end of the chapter, Richard Foster offers this prayer to help us with our fears, and I'd like to read that as well. I prayed this morning myself. The prayer goes like this. Precious Saviour, why do I fear your scrutiny? Yours is an examen of love. Still, I am afraid of what may surface. Even so, I invite you to search me to the depths so that I may know myself and you in full measure. And we can all say amen to that. So some suggested methods of how we might do this examen. How might we do it? Just some kind of vague introspection? No. But some different ways that have been suggested are particularly to meditate on a passage of scripture. What scriptures might you pick? Well, certainly many of the Psalms are good, but in particular, how about meditating on the Lord's Prayer? Or the Ten Commandments? I believe Luther used to do that regularly. Or something I think might be good is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. You know, those first few verses, blessed are those who. Perhaps that would be good to meditate on in Matthew 5. And just meditate and ask God, reveal in me where I can grow. And reveal in me what's going on truly inside and bring that to God. So why not try something specific for perhaps for a week, perhaps for a month, or even perhaps for a whole year. You could try it. What will you give a go to? So have a go at something. Practice the examine. See how it goes for you. And remember that it's not just going into yourself. It's going through yourself to find God. What do you think of these ideas? What do you think about this whole idea of an examine? What do you think about the suggestions I've made using different scriptures? Do you have a passage in the Bible you think might be good to meditate on to do this kind of prayerful process? Let me know what you think. If you can, leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you can, if you do me a favor, pass the link to this recording on to one other person so that they can benefit from what they're hearing, reading, seeing. And if you have time, click that like button, and on the YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button if you haven't already done so, so that you'll be notified whenever new recordings come online. Well, I hope you find this practice of the examine helpful, and I recommend Richard Foster's book heartily to you, and I'll be blogging more and recording more about it over the next few weeks. So until the next time, I hope this week you have a wonderful week of inspiring and intimate quiet times. Take care and God bless.